All right, I think now is as good a time as any to say hello and welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund, and I think this is a little dark. Should I bring it up a little bit? Is it a little too dark, the screen? Whatever. Again, most of you are audio listeners, so none of this visual stuff matters anyways. So if you are familiar with this podcast, you know that for the last 40 or so episodes, it's been a lot of just kind of talking, which is fine. I'm totally comfortable identifying myself as a personality that people tune into to, like, I don't know, just check in with every week. That's fine. I don't need to have a whole lot that's interesting to share every week because life isn't interesting every week. It's not interesting every day. However, it was recently suggested to me by a dear friend of mine, Nikolai Van Steenis, who's also been on the show a few times and was going to be on the show today. I was going to ask him, and the reason that it did not end up happening is because he needed to work, and then that's when he said, you should start introducing some segments. And I was like, ooh, that's great. So instead of coming up with my own segment, what I've decided to do for this episode is steal somebody else's segment just to try things out, right? I want to do things a little bit differently. I don't want it to necessarily just be me shooting the shit, which, again, totally comfortable being that person. A lot of people tune into podcasters just to hear what they're talking about, their take on the world. You know, maybe one day you'll hear my opinions on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, the American problem. But that is not today. Today, I'm going to talk about the me problem. But it's not as self-sabotaging. If you are familiar, there are some podcasters out there who I am only just now really starting to get into. I slept on them for way too long. I know that one of them is H. Foley, and the other one might be named Kevin something. That's how new to them I am. But the podcast is Are You Garbage? My understanding is that these two comedians have been around for a long time, and they've tried a handful of different themes for podcasts and approaches to podcasts. But they finally found something that kind of fits their rhythm, and they bring on comedians and actors and just personalities, and they break them down question by question and assess how garbage of a human being they are. Now, it's all done in good fun. It's just kind of like, I think a percentage of yes questions end up leading the hosts to say, on a scale of whatever, 1 to 100, you're this garbage. But overall, it's, are you garbage? Yes, no. Some people walk away being like, no, I was fancy. I grew up fancy. I've always been fancy. Yeah, I might be like pompous and whatever, but garbage is objective in this context. Of course, it's subjective overall. Man, I've got a loose Judah hair floating somewhere on my face that you could probably see on the camera, but I can only see in my peripherals right now. I'm also unshowered and unkept, so my beard is a little patchy if you look. Whatever. I'm drawing insecurities. There's the first piece of garbage. I'm garbage because I always talk about the way that I look. Okay, here we go. Really, the only way for me to do this, other than just like going through a billion episodes and picking some of my favorite and then like just deducing it down to like what would be the best to talk about, I just went on. Well, first of all, I Googled like some of the best are you garbage questions, and it brought me to a lot of Reddit threads, or mega threads where people would just submit some of their favorite questions or questions that they've submit. Basically, we're not going to deduce if I'm garbage at the end of this. I'm just going to take some of my favorite questions that I thought were funny along the way while scrolling these and talk about them in my own context. And then I guess you, the listener, can assess whether or not I am garbage. Or by the end of this episode, I realize that I'm stealing an idea too closely to something. We're going to be fine. Whatever. This is an exercise in just going with it, right? Plus, I can pitch it to them and be like, hey, I don't need to post it if you want to get me on there. Like, they'd give a shit. Okay, here we go. And I'll just start reading random ones. And they might not be the best ones off the bat. I'm just reading the ones that I saw on Reddit. And you will start to understand as we go along. I'm just going to provide further context. Who knows if this is going to work out? Let's see. Starting with, anybody in your family have flame tattoos? Now, the way that they would ask that is in a very strong, I think, Philadelphia, Boston, whatever, one of those nor'eastern states where they kind of, you know, so anybody in your family have flame tattoos? That's how they probably would have asked it. And yes, there's no question in my mind. Is there a particular person in mind that I can think of? No, a face is coming to mind, one of my uncles, but I can't guarantee that there's a flame on there, on his particular body. I just know that there's a lot of Munds, which, if you're unfamiliar, that's my last name, M-U-N-D. Although, we can get into a little bit of David family trivia. Yeah, a lot of the Munds are, like, biker dudes. And I mean, like, within the, like, 50s to 70s range, a lot of them are bikers. Like, with the leather, everything, the freaking handlebar mustaches, the, like... I don't know anything about riding motorcycles or anything like that, just because my dad and their family did, and it was something that, like, I got to be a passenger for. But, like, when I was a little bit younger, my dad was in a pretty serious motorcycle accident, and that kind of, it shied me away from, like, really being interested. Plus, I feel like in order to be a motorcycle guy, you kind of got to be a car guy, and I was not that either. Feel like if I grew up with my dad, I probably would have ended up being a car guy, but because I was like a little city kid with my mom and stepdad, I mean, my dad was a mechanic, so like naturally I probably would have learned a lot more other than just like the random times that I would be there on the weekends and he would be working in the garage and need help on something. But beyond that, yeah, I just had no capacity for being a biker or a mechanic or anything like that. So this is where the blend of Are You Garbage and now the ADHD deep dive is coming into play. Because again, if you're unfamiliar, even though I really doubt this is your first episode of the show, but if it is, thank you for showing up. The ADHD deep dive, the ADHD deep dive is the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. I was confident that this exercise would work because I'm so easy at getting derailed here that, like, I'm just getting questions pitched to me and I'm talking about them. Does anybody in my family have flame tattoos? Almost certainly. Guaranteed. Is there one person that I know, like, that I can pinpoint it on their shoulder or whatever, that it exists? No. There's no way it doesn't. Okay. Sure. Any Looney Tunes apparel? And that's kind of funny because I just realized this yesterday. Okay, I don't know if this is gross. I hope it's not gross because I'm going to feel gross. The only reason I don't think it's gross is because I regularly clean, scrub, sanitize, Lysol. It's a clean object. That's a weird setup. This mouse pad is the Tasmanian devil. And it's not because I love the Tasmanian devil. I really don't. Looney Tunes. Yeah, I don't. I could not give a shit about Looney Tunes outside of like the Space Jam movie. That was pretty rad. But other than that, like, Looney Tunes wasn't a big deal in my life. Actually, that's not true. I had a PlayStation 1 game. It was Bugs Bunny Lost in Time. I don't know if it was based on like a movie or a show that Bugs Bunny or a series or whatever, or a plot line that was running in the Bugs Bunny or Looney Tunes world. But yeah, like, you traveled through eras as Bugs Bunny, like needing to collect like golden carrots or something like that. Whatever. That part's irrelevant. This mouse pad, the reason that I tried to set it up is like, it's not gross, but it might be perceived as gross if I didn't set it up that way. This was like the mouse pad that we had at our house when I was a kid. Like, to my understanding, this has been the mouse pad that the family had since we got our first freaking computer in the house that everybody used. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but that mouse pad has existed for as long as I can remember. And I was pretty much the only person after a certain period of time that ended up using the computer. So I just kept it. I don't know why. I don't know how it survived after all these years. I feel like I'm justifying it by saying it out loud that it's gross. Maybe I need a new mouse pad. I don't know. but it's held up and I clean it regularly. It's not like it's just like collected the grime over the last 20 years. Like I do. Come on, man. You know, your hand rests on that thing forever. I wipe down my freaking computer. I wipe down my mouse. I clean my mouse pad. Do I need to be justifying this? So do we have Looney Tunes apparel? Yeah. Not just somebody in my family. Me. Why? Because it was convenient to. I never got rid of it. I think I'm off to a garbage start. ever drank the juice pops before they were frozen? That's funny. But no, I don't think so. I feel like that wasn't really my jam. And that's like, I don't know. I don't have a clear recollection of me being a big juice guy either. Like, I mean, to this day, I love apple juice. But like, I very deeply despise fruit punch and orange juice and any type of like berry juice. I feel like the only thing I actually enjoyed as far as juice goes, and I don't even mean like drinking glasses of this. I just mean like when I was a kid going to church, I liked going and taking the communion drink. Even though there was probably, of course, some moral reasons I shouldn't have been doing that, but whenever I was a kid and I was allowed to take it, so I got a little cracker as the body of Christ, and then the little sip of grape juice as the blood of Christ. And that was a nice little mid-morning snack, rather. But I didn't like drink juice or anything like that. So almost certainly I did not drink those freezer pops, but we did eat them a lot. But I feel like I can only remember liking the lime or the orange one. I just said that very New York, the orange, but probably only the lime one. And once those were gone, they just kind of sat in there because nobody liked the freaking dark, was it dark purple or whatever the grape ones were. Nobody liked those. Cherry, get out of here. Cherry's an abomination. So no, there's no way. There's no way. Ever fallen through ice? Is that a garbage thing? I don't know. Hey, Gus. Hey, boy. Hey, Gus. Stop it. Have I ever fallen through ice? I don't think so. Not catastrophically, not and gotten like stuck under there, but I did grow up in like an ice fishing town. I don't know if you could qualify it as an ice fishing town, but the lake would freeze over and it was a lake like right in the center of town. So you could pretty much see, you could see the entirety of the lake from any side of the shore. But it was relatively big. I don't know, maybe I'm not good at judging distances. Maybe a mile and a half across. I don't freaking know. A mile? Maybe not. Probably longer than that, significantly. Either way, as soon as that would freeze over in Lake City, people would bring their shanties out. I even remember a former guest on this, my former youth pastor, Fig Vandermolen, would set up an ice shanty every year for charity. Maybe not for charity, but maybe to raise funds for the church. I don't know. But basically, like, he would raise X amount of funds, and then depending on how many funds he would raise, that's how long he would stay in the ice shanty. And I would go out and visit him from time to time. We'd play, like, a board game or something like that out in the ice shanty, which was pretty cool. I don't know. If you've never been out on a frozen lake, it's a terrifying prospect. I don't know. I immediately think of Mr. Deeds when Winona Ryder falls under the water and Adam Sandler has to get her out from under the frozen lake and uses his frostbitten, blackened foot to pound through the ice to break it. And then she had to grab onto it so he could pull her out of the lake. It was whatever. The movie's great. I'm not a huge Adam Sandler guy. I think Adam Sandler is obviously one of the most prolific or prominent comedians of our time as far as like rom-coms and comedy movies go. But I didn't watch a whole lot of his films. Mr. Deeds was my absolute favorite, though, without a doubt. What are we talking about? Have I ever fallen through the ice? I don't think so. I did. I do have a clear memory of almost this is not a dream. I do remember this. I just don't remember the context or how it happened or why it happened. I remember being very young and like being at a pool, maybe at a hotel somewhere. And I'm like walking along the edge because I definitely was not a capable swimmer yet. But I'm like grabbing alongside the edge and like tiptoeing along that little like border wall on the like bottom of the pool. And I remember I lost my grip at one point and I fell and I couldn't get back up. And I just remember looking up and starting to like realize that I'm going under. And some lady who I have no recollection of, if she was just like a hotel patron or whatever, a hotel guest, or if she was related to me, or if she was at this event, or why we were even at the hotel, or whatever. I didn't remember no surrounding details. I don't even remember talking about it with my parents or having any follow-up conversation. I just remember she pulled me out because she saw my hand, like, doing this thing. But, like, there wasn't a lot of people there. And I don't remember how old I was, but I do know that I was not a strong swimmer. So, I mean, I'm probably not even a strong swimmer now. I don't even know the last time I swam. I don't really like swimming, to be honest with you. I don't like lakes. I don't like being in the lake. It's, like, dirty. I mean, it's arguably the cleaner water, I guess. But, like, I don't know. The idea of walking through mud, like the wet sand at the bottom, that's a gross sensory feeling for me. The idea of murky water, or like getting your foot running through the seaweed, it's like, oh, that's such a dirty feeling. And then pools are just like children's toilets. I don't love the idea of that. Like, maybe an adults only pool, maybe. I'll probably chill in a hot tub. And I might kick my feet into the water. Hey, excuse me. Judah just headbutt the freaking door open, bumped my light. But have I ever fallen through the ice? No, I don't think so. Okay, moving on. Ever been kicked off the go-karts? Probably not. Ever decorated anything with bottle caps? Probably the outside of a fire pit. My neighbors had a house that they would come up to for the summer every year. And then everyone in the block would kind of like enjoy their company because they had a little bit of a larger yard that everybody could kind of just cram in and fit there. But they also made like a little volleyball court. It sounds real bougie, but it wasn't. It was just kind of like this dingy little house, to be honest. It was an old dingy house. And then it was just a flat yard that my parents had connected to their house. It wasn't a huge yard, but the way that it was connected made it seem bigger. So everybody just kind of piled in into the combined yards. And then where am I going with this? I need to look at what that question is. Ever decorated anything with bottle caps? Yeah. So the like local kids would get together and we'd have our little fun time, and then the adults in the neighborhood would get drunk off their ass. And then just about everybody in my neighborhood, for some reason, my neighborhood was just a block. It was just like, I say it's a block, but it was kind of like a figure eight. There was two central blocks, but they were all connected by one big circle. And again, that's maybe a half mile across. So you walk up the street and down the street both ways, you've gone a mile probably. Not a big area, super small. But everybody in that area for some reason had a golf cart. I have no idea why. We weren't even close to a golf course or anything like that. It was just something that everybody had to get around the block. Whatever. But the morning after, all the parents would be fucking hungover. And so while they're sleeping, all of us kids would be up again over the weekend or during the summer. So we'd just go out. Now that the parents have had their fun, we start our fire in the morning. And we take all the bottle caps that everyone kind of just fucking tossed, and we made like outer rings around the fire pit. And that went on for years. So that thing had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottle caps, but they were like dented into the ground. So like they stayed there. The ground didn't just like take them over. And since the fire pit, whatever, I'm rambling now. Yeah, I guess I decorated the outside of a fire pit with bottle caps. Ever taken a swig of Sig water or chew spit? Thank God, no. So many people in my life spit, or sorry, dipped or chewed or whatever back in the day. So the opportunities were ripe. I could have plenty of times taken an accidental swig of that. And well, I've seen somebody do it. And just, first of all, the idea of doing dip, I did smoke cigarettes, unfortunately, for a long period of time. But dip was never, I tried it one single time and was like, I want to fucking throw up. First of all, it tasted disgusting, of course. It shredded the fuck out of my lip. The nicotine high was unbelievable, which I'm sure if you dip, you know, you get accustomed to it, just like with any other vice. But yeah, that was gross. Never again. All right, y'all. If you're watching the video version, see that skull? See this? This is not a punk house, it's a punk home banner. All of these things are available at catandcrew.com. That's right, they're the first sponsors. Catandcrew.com. Enter the promo code Monday. It's Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y, to receive 10% off of your final purchase. You can get those koozies, you can get banners, you can get earrings, you can get coasters, you can get skull planters. I think it's really cool that they decided to give ADH Deep Dive listeners an exclusive deal, because, you know, it's cool that we're building a little audience here and that you guys get to have some sort of special perks that nobody else gets. So if you aren't familiar with it yet, go to catandcrew.com, enter the promo code Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y at checkout, get 10% off your final order. Okay, back to the show. Ever been run over by a car? No, but almost, definitely. I actually remember this very clear, I have this very clear memory. Those same kids in my neighborhood were standing in the middle of our road. We're like, I don't know, we had this like basketball hoop that had wheels that we would drive or like pull up the driveway and then put at the side of the road so we'd play in the road because it wasn't a super busy neighborhood or whatever. And then if a car came by, we'd just move out of the way. But I don't know, some of the kids started playing chicken with cars, and it was like a freaking 15 mile an hour speed limit, and there was clear visibility. It wasn't like covered by trees. You could clearly see from one end of the road to the other if anything was in the road. So it's not like, well, whatever. I just remember taking it way too far, letting a car get way too close. And I actually like bopped, like tapped the top of the car and then like tried to run. But like, where am I going to go? Everybody lives in the same neighborhood. They know who I am. So it's just this old lady named Pat down the street. And she was a sweetheart, truly. Like, as I got older, I learned to realize how much of a sweetheart she was. I think, I guess, I don't know. She gave me my first money, I think, to help her move some rocks in her backyard, and she seemed sweet. Either way, she could have been a cranky old bitch for all I know, but in that particular moment she was cranky, upset, not happy. I remember her being like, what the fuck are you doing? I could have hit you with my car. Do you understand how serious this is? And my mom comes out and she's like, what's going on? And then I remember Pat kind of grabs me by the back of the shirt and brings me over to my mom. She's like, do you know what he did? It was a whole thing. Have I been hit by a car? No. I hit a car with my body once, and it really made an old lady upset. Okay, let's see. Ever spark up a cigarette in a gym parking lot after a workout? Cigarette? No. Definitely weed, though. I would go to... actually, maybe. Maybe. I don't think I was smoking cigarettes while I was working out. I think I stopped by that point, or if... Oh, there goes my phone. If I was smoking weed, I wasn't working out. And if I was working out, I wasn't smoking weed, or cigarettes rather. But there could have been some crossover. I would say it's a strong possibility, but I don't think so. Do you consider American cheese to be cheese? Given that I don't have the definition for cheese in front of me, or the definition for American cheese in front of me, I cannot give a legitimate, well-informed answer. I just know that more often than not, I don't fuck with American cheese. It gives me like, you know, those like slappy hands you can just throw at the wall. You can do that with American cheese. I don't love that. Unless it's like a warm, and you can do that with a cold piece of American cheese, just to be clear. Now, it's great. It's melty. That's kind of what you want. When I was eating meat, I'm sure I slapped that shit on a burger constantly. But like, some people will go in and get pieces of American cheese, like it's their snack. And I eat a lot of cheese. But no, no. Is it cheese? Yeah. Is it good? No. Is it? It's a half cheese. Okay. All right. That's all I got. It's kind of cheese. Uh-oh. I just dropped my. Oh, no. I see. I dropped my phone so hard that it said it was plugged in, and it's not. But I'm looking at a screenshot, and when I screenshot it, my phone was plugged in. Okay, here we go. Moving on to the next one. Have you ever named your car? Definitely. So? Did I, like, call it by that? No. But, like, I wanted to feel cool, which, ironically, it's the lamest thing in the world. Don't name your freaking car. I mean, or do. You know what? Who am I to judge? Are you garbage if you do it? I think they're trying to hint at that. So, yeah, my first car was a Cadillac, a 1994 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Got it for $1,000. It was a piece of junk, but the idea of having a Cadillac was so cool to me that I got it, and I named it, I think, Kathy. It was Kathy the Caddy, just because, you know, alliteration was cool, and I wanted that. That's it. So, yeah, I named my car. Any homes have green or red carpeting? That is my weak point of colorblindness. I don't think so. I want to say that at my dad's house, the carpeting that either existed throughout the whole house or does exist in the upstairs portion of his house is like this weird, funky, orange and yellowish pattern. Kind of looks like a, I don't know, maybe I have a total false memory of this, but it's like faux shag carpeting. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, like a yellow, orange, brown. I don't know. I'm also colorblind and I can't definitely distinguish what it was. But yeah, red or green, I don't think so. What's my bumper sticker situation? It used to be like I couldn't give a fuck. Whatever, let's slap some stickers on. I had a giant, well, first of all, no, I have none. None on my car right now, and I probably won't have any on my car right now. Mostly because I own my car right now, and one day I'd like to sell my car. There's no way I'm going to be able to sell it until I pay it completely off. But yeah. No bumper stickers on that. But in that Cadillac, I think it was the Cadillac. Had to be the Cadillac. No, I had a Ford Taurus right after that. If you watch Doctor Who, there's this thing called the crack in time. I think it's a crack in the universe. I can't actually remember now. It's been so long. But it's just, it looks like just a crack pattern, and it shows up everywhere. Like it could show up in the wall, and there's like light pouring through it. And if you put your hand through there or you whatever, that's time escaping. Hey.
Yes. Stop it.
Sorry about that. But my sister got me for my birthday or for Christmas one year. It was a bumper sticker, but it wasn't a bumper sticker. It was a window sticker that I could see through, but that you can't see or whatever, that you understand. Like if I'm looking through my rearview mirror, it does not obstruct my view in the back window, but you can see the pattern if you're looking at the car from the outside. It was just that entire crack. It was that crack in the universe on my back window. And I'm driving home one day and I got pulled over. And some cops were like, or the cops that pulled me over were like, you know, there's a giant crack in your window. Like, you can't be driving around like that. And I was like, that's a bumper sticker. Or I was like, that's a window sticker. And they had to like scrape it a little bit with their finger to examine it. And they're like, oh, that's kind of crazy. That's super believable. And you probably should not have that. I kept it because, you know, because I wanted to. Whatever. Okay, but no, now none. Ever cross state lines for fireworks? Not for fireworks, but I did. We went on a youth mission trip with my church way back when, to Mississippi. And on the drive back, we picked up some fireworks. And this neighbor, again, the person with the volleyball court and the fire pit and whatever, they, I think, sold fireworks for a living. Like, that was their thing. So they would, like, they were like a wholesaler. So they would, like, travel around the country or have bulk sales with people from around the country. And that was kind of their gig. Ever owned a snake? No. Roommate has. I have had a roommate who owned a snake. Actually, no. It was, I lived in a duplex with some friends. I moved out. The roommate they got that took my room ended up having a snake. And I came over there often after I moved out. But yeah. So no, my roommate didn't even have a snake. So no. Ever own a Snuggie? No, I have not. I'm sure I've considered it. I probably wouldn't now. I would probably take a Snuggie as a gift and unironically wear it from time to time. I don't think I would ever buy a Snuggie. Yeah, it's probably not. I like sweaters and sweatpants and hospital socks. That's my cozy vibe. Okay, ever ski in jeans? I actually just saw them ask someone this the other day. Yes, absolutely, 100%, without question, yes. More often than not, throughout my life, I have not had snow pants. I'm not even saying necessarily that my parents didn't get me snow pants. I just refused to wear them. I don't know why. I was just like, no, I don't need no snow pants. I don't need no snow coat. I'm sure I skied. Well, not skied. I'm sure I've never skied or snowboarded, to be clear. No, I've snowboarded. But I've like sledded down hills and that kind of thing. And walked back up and sledded back down and walked back up and sledded back down. So, yes, I'm going to consider that in the same snow activities. It's not a sport. It's just an adventure and entertaining thing to do. And, yes, I've definitely done it in jeans. And I remember, like, scraping down at the very bottom and then, like, seeing this big blue line, like, going down the iced up snow. And then my parents being upset that my jeans are getting completely faded and destroyed, and because they were freaking school jeans, man. So yeah, definitely. Ever tailgated an event and not gone in? I don't think so. It's not my vibe. Ever owned a butterfly knife or other mall ninja gear? I've probably, when I was younger, probably had a knife. Nothing big, and it was probably like a small little pocket knife. But it was something I either found, took from a friend, was given to me from a friend. I was like 12 maybe when I had this thing. And it was just a tiny, 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 tiny little thing. It was not, you could not, I think it was also like a multi-purpose. You could also like cut your nails with it. It was that type of thing. So it was a multi-use tool, and there was a knife in it. And I felt so cool for having that. But no. Yes, then. I guess yes. I don't know. It's not a knife, but it was kind of a knife. Again, weapons and knives and that shit, it's not my vibe. Maybe it should be, but it's not. But okay. Ever pronounce the word saw like Saul? Example, nobody saw me leaving the scene of the crime, I swear. Probably not. That's probably all I'll say on it. I don't want to insult people who do. Ever eat your candy as you were trick-or-treating? Probably. But is that garbage or is that just like a kid thing to do? I don't know. Have you or anybody you know ever hire a private investigator? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Man, that would be crazy information to learn, though. Ever ridden a bike while holding another bike? Probably. I actually remember, yeah, definitely. I would be riding my bike, or I was riding my bike around the block. My brother got hurt. And then, whoa, I just had a fucking crazy flashback that I think I have to tell, but it's probably not the best story. I had to be like 8, maybe 7 years old, 7, 8, 9 years old-ish. And my brother is just 2 years younger than me. 4 years younger than me? 3.5 years younger? Whatever. He's just a little bit younger than me. So I'm old enough to be riding a bike on 2 wheels. He's riding a bike on 3 wheels. He's with me around the block. I am tasked with being responsible for, I don't know, man, this was the early 2000s. You could leave your kids outside, let them go around the block by themselves. Maybe you can do that now. I don't know, but probably now I would consider that a little too young. But everybody knew everybody in our neighborhood, so it was fine. It was whatever. Or so we thought. Anyway, so I'm riding around the block with my brother, and his jeans get caught in his bike chain. And he's stuck. And I remember he's like crying hard because he doesn't know what to do. And this guy comes out of his house and he sees what's happening and he realizes that like I can't help him. I'm like trying to pull it out, but like I'm a young kid. I clearly don't have the strength. I can't get my brother out and we can't move the bike until he does that. And I don't have the strength to pick him up or anything like that. And I have my own bike. We don't know what to do. We don't have cell phones. We don't know what to do. And so he comes out of his house and he's like offering to help. But he's like, I remember him saying like, we can cut the jeans. That's okay. But I don't want, you know, I don't want your parents to get upset that I'm like cutting, like this random person is like cutting this kid's pants. And none of us had, or at least my, I don't know, I'm young and this guy's, just to be clear, everything turns out fine. But somebody had the idea to like, okay, David, you go back to your house and get your parents and bring them out here, have them, whatever, come around the block. They could have walked. I'm sure it was fine, but they probably drove because it was far enough on the other side of the block that it was like worth it to just, whatever, get in the car, drive around the block real fast. It's faster. Anyways, and I just hauled ass on my bike. But yeah, I didn't know this guy. My brother didn't know this guy. And maybe in hindsight, like maybe he knew us because he had seen us. And maybe he knew my parents because they lived in the neighborhood. And that's just how things worked in that neighborhood. But I just left my young 4 or 5 year old brother with a stranger old man that was like, you go ahead and leave and he'll stay with me. And it all worked out. And I remember my parents being upset at that for happening, upset at me for doing that. And I remember learning later on that that was like an issue, but like they didn't like scold me for it or whatever. They just said like, you can't leave your brother when we task you of being with your brother. So that could have been bad. But I do remember occasions like that where like, whatever, he would just be done riding his bike or something. And I would then be riding my bike. And instead of like, I'm not carrying the bike, but I'm pedaling my bike and I've got my hand on his bike and I'm trying to keep it steady while riding my bike back to the house. I don't think these are garbage things, but I think these are like neighborhood things. Did your family ever prescribe soda as a medicine? Yes. And for a lot of people, it's like sugar-free sodas or caffeine-free sugar-free sodas or whatever. My house, it was 7-Up. You drink 7-Up, which is like 96% sugar. But if you've got like a bellyache, the idea is like you want to burp. You want to burp out the bellyache. Thank God. Now, first of all, this is not a plug for catandcrew.com, but I'm happy to plug them. This is their koozie. This, I can't find my Sad Boys Club koozie right now, but so I'm currently in the Sad Girls Club. But inside of the Sad Girls Club koozie is a LaCroix, which is just carbonated water. That would have been ideal for sickness back in the day. if you just want to belch up, if you just need to burp, if you just got a little tummy ache and you need to burp. But like giving kids super sugary sodas, come on now. And then my family turned to Diet Coke very early on, and I did, man, I probably at a certain point would drink like 5 to 10 Diet Cokes a day. And that's one person in a family of five. That's how bad the sody addiction got around those parts. Anyone in the family ever claimed to have seen a UFO? Not to my knowledge. And to be clear, as a believer, I don't even think I've seen a UFO. I don't think. Maybe. No, nothing that stands out in such a convincing way that people say, like, no, man, I saw aliens. I know they're here. I saw it with my own two eyes. Nobody believes me. I don't think I'd be, like, shooting myself down if I saw it. And I'd be like, I can't tell anybody because nobody will believe me. Because I believe some crazy shit about what they are and how they got here and why they're here in the first place and whatever that I'm totally comfortable sharing. I don't care if people think I'm crazy, but I just don't think I've had an experience myself where I've seen something where I've thought that is a UFO. I do believe that they're here, but in the typical sense, I don't think I've seen a UFO. Okay, we're coming close to the end here. Any collections that were supposed to be an investment? Yes. And I recently got rid of just about all of it. I had what I considered personally, like, if you love the Detroit Red Wings as much as I did love the Detroit Red Wings, then I think that stuff would have been worth thousands of dollars. According to individually parting things out on eBay, it was $100 worth of Red Wings collectibles and signatures and all that stuff that I collected over the years. I was just such a huge Detroit Red Wings fanatic. I mean, I have a jar here, which is one of two that includes every ticket to every event I've ever been to that I can remember to collect. I mean, if I pull one out here, I mean, one of the first things you got. Well, I guess this is 2016, so this is one of the more, I think this is probably the last Detroit Red Wings thing I ever went to. But there's tickets in there that go all the way back to probably 2001 from Red Wings events or football games or movies or whatever. Every ticket that I can personally remember to hang on to, I toss in a jar. Those aren't the collectible investment. The tickets aren't. That's just a little trip down memory lane if I ever feel so inclined. But the Detroit Red Wings one was sort of insane. I had so many signatures of books and shirts and jerseys and bunch of collectibles from the Joe Louis Arena days before it switched to the Little Caesars Arena. Or not switched, but before the Joe Louis came down. Did it come down? I actually don't know. All I know is that the Little Caesars Arena is now the big, like, Detroit venue. And I just gave most of it to some friends, actually, recently. Maybe in the next and last 2 years or so. It was post-COVID, but yeah, I just gave it all away. Brush your teeth in the shower. Absolutely. Why not? I don't really have any argument that I feel like I need to back up with facts or data or whatever or passion. I just think, why not? A lot of people are anti that, and I don't get it. And I also don't understand. I really don't understand why. It's like not whatever. Some days I don't shower and I brush my teeth, but I brush my teeth every day. Did I need to say that? I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't only brush my teeth if I'm in the shower is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, if I'm in the shower, why not? Do I have a go-to karaoke song? No, I don't think so. I feel like I always want to sing Fuck You by CeeLo Green because it's funny. And I think if I really tried, I could hit those notes. But ironic, that would be an ironic thing just as a bit. I don't think that there's anything that I'm so convinced I'm really good at that, like, this is my song. Okay, I'm bored. I'm tired. I'm done. No. This is just going to be how I start ending podcasts now. I was just telling you. Okay. I think I want to go. Okay. I haven't done yoga in like 2 days, so my body is cramped up. What do I got going on that I desperately need you to know about? We have our latest single for Midwest Skies, Setback, is out now. If you look at the desktop, the new artwork is right there. I animated it into a bit of a lyric video. If you would like to take a look, you can stream it anywhere that you stream music. So that brings two singles out now with me in Midwest Skies. And I think it's the first and second singles with Kyle in the band as well. I don't think they released any music with him. We're off to a great start. We got plenty more music to come, plenty more music videos coming. But right now we're going to chill and promote this one for a little bit, play a few shows. If you're in the Grand Rapids area, November 4th, we have a show with Hail Your Highness at Turnstiles. And then we have a show with Bring Your Best and Searching for Closure December 2nd, I want to say, at BMO's in Bay City. Then December 9th, we're back at Turnstiles in Grand Rapids, except that time we'll be with, once again, with Live for Tomorrow, my old band, my very dear friends, Nikolai, Ethan, Adam, Travis, Eddie, Chris. That band keeps changing, and I feel so bad if I didn't say somebody's name there. Oh, no. Nikolai, Travis, Ethan, Adam, Eddie, Chris. Yes, we're good. That's them. They'll be coming up down. They'll be coming down here to join us at Turnstiles. What else we got? If you haven't seen Penelope, the short film that Nikolai and I put out over the summer, feel free to tap the link in the bio to check that out. Check out Midwest Skies. Follow us on social medias. Thank you to Are You Garbage for existing to give me some direction for this week's episode. I thought that was a fun little experience. Am I garbage? Probably. Is that what we learned? Probably. Is that subjective? Probably. In this context, it's objective. And I think if you say yes to most of those, according to the Are You Garbage definition, I am garbage. And that's okay. So what are we going to do now? I think, to send you off into next week, I'll take a little pufferoonie on my pen here. Oh, it's clogged. Cool. Oh, it's not hitting now. That's great audio content, I'm sure. Okay. With that, I'm going to send you out with a small little clip of me playing the keys. I was gifted a keyboard, a Yamaha keyboard, by Kyle, the guitarist, or one of the guitarists and vocalists, in Midwest Skies. The only thing it didn't have was a cord to plug it in or a sustain pedal. I recently acquired both of those things and have been trying desperately to learn just the fundamentals on piano. I don't really need to know more. Well, it will be fun to learn more than that. But right now, I just want to accompany. So I'm just learning some chords and how to noodle. And I will send you out with a small little clip of me doing that rather than our normal outro music. So thank you so much for joining me and H. Foley, and I think the guy whose name is Kevin, on this experience through the Are You Garbage questions. I don't remember what's on the schedule for next week, but I'll see you then. I love you. Bye.